Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu Alaikum. Heaven in Grief is a special program on the occasion of the demise of Lady Zainab Salamullah Alaiha, the messenger of the event of Karbala. I'm Fatima Shamili, and we have the honor of being in the presence of Sister Dr. Radia Batul Najafi. Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Wa Rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for once again joining us.
Jazakumullah khair.
And enlightening us with your informative lecture. Inshallah, we will have another very good show. So about the life of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha, I think that a little bit of injustice is being done to Lady Zainab, because she was in her middle ages when she went to the event of Karbala, right? She was in her 50s, I believe.
Exactly.
And we only hear about her role in the event of Ashura, whereas it took 50 years of training and education and self-sacrifice and all of that for Zainab to become Zainab and to be prepared for what happened to her in her 50s. But mostly when we talk about her, we listen to a grieved lady who is grief-stricken. She is mourning the martyrdom of her brother, which was happening in front of her. She had the responsibility of taking care of the tents of her brother's family and his wives and his children. But there were also definitely happy moments in her life, you know, that when she was presented in the presence of the caliph, and when she went to the court and everybody sitting there in their simple-minded thoughts, you know, making fun of this family who are now here as our slaves, she says, "Ma ra'aytu illa jamila," I saw nothing but beauty. And this is the most tragic event of history that we're talking about. So what happened that culminated in such mentality in the personality of Lady Zainab?
Yeah, beautiful question, mashallah, full of wisdom. We are just discussing about a lady, Zainab, even the name Zainab. I truly feel, as you said, you know, we have to start from her, you know, like the before Karbala period and time. So I truly feel that, you know, like the Panjit and Ali Musalam, the five holy personalities, all of them together, if they want to decorate a personality, a beautiful mindset, a beautiful, you know, human being, that would be Zainab Kubra, salamullah alayha. Because, you know, she was so fortunate to have all five holy personalities in her life. You know, all of them, like she had the five ascending nur and light, and again khair and beauty, you know. And number two, which I was just thinking when you were, mashallah, talking, that, you know, even whatever is in our point of view, maybe we feel it, oh, this is grief, or this is a test, or this is something not maybe positive. But for them, the story is totally different. You know, they feel more connected. They see more khair and goodness in trials, in imtihan, in test. For Zainab Kubra, salamullah alayha, even Karbala was the most beautiful place. Why? Because again, she was connected to khair mutlaq, the absolute goodness. And her life, the way she has grown up with Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Umm Kulthum, you know, we have few stories about her, because Karbala was something highlight in her life, you know, that history. Exactly. Unfortunately, history, you know, always does injustice in that sense, that we know only big incidents of that person, not more than that. But I truly remember her life in Kufa, because whenever we recite Surah Maryam, we connect, we engaged with Lady Zainab Salamullah Alaiha, because the way she, as a daughter of, like we can say, the father of eloquence, means Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, she's the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the way she used to deliver her lectures of tafsir and interpretation of Quran It was so much, like amazing for the, especially for the ladies of Kufa, because it has been written again because of Karbala, that when she came after the Karbala to the same city of Kufa, all her students and her companions, female companions, they all remember her the way she used to deliver her lectures before the Karbala. And that bravery, that confidence that she has gotten from her mother definitely, and father and brother, so the, all that beautiful, mashallah, tarbiyat and training we can see in this amazing, I don't know how to describe the flower which Panjitan alayhi salam has decorated, Zainab-e Kubra salam alayhi. Therefore, she's Zainab,
Yes.
like beautiful, the adornment.
The adornment of her father.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you very much, Sister Radia. This was a very timely break because we're going to go for a short break and then we're going to be back with this special episode of Heaven and Grief on the life of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha on the occasion of her demise. Don't go away, inshallah, we will be right back.
زارك الدمع من كل عيني مثل ما زار قبر الحسين فاكتب الشوق في وجنتيك زينب السلام عليك زينب السلام عليك تحمل الريح نوح العليلة نحو أخت ستمضي قتيلة عمتي فاحضني طفلتيك عمتي السلام عليك عمتي السلام عليك والخيام التي أحرقوها والصدور التي مزقوها تطلب العفو من والديك زينب السلام عليك زينب السلام عليك وانت بجروح تندبين على هزل خويا لا تروح يا حبيبي تمهل عندك اخوان ما الهدف فان الوين يا ابو العين دير العيون للعليل وحنينه قلبه محزون شوفي عينه وجبينه الصبر عاد عدنا أجسام الحلوين يا أبو العين قد سمعنا صهيل الجوادي معولا بافتجاع ينادي ليت موتي على راحتيك زينب السلام عليك زينب السلام عليك هل سمعتي أني شبابي أكبر قاسم في التراب اقبلي العطر من وردتيك عمتي السلام عليك عمتي السلام عليك من حبيب سلام الجراح من زهير وقلب الرياح التي قطعوا كافليك زينبون السلام عليك زينب السلام عليك حتى السيوف ذاب قرح جفنها حولك تطوف وانت كعبة حزنها تلبية وصوت من حشا الموت الحلوين يا أبو العين حتى الإسهام تحتفر من ألمها تلطم الهام من أسفها وندمها تور الدموع بالأسى شموع الحلوين يا أبو العين الحسين بليل الفجيعة قد أتى وهو يعلي رضيعة امنحي الطفل مما لديك زينب السلام عليك زينب السلام عليك والرضيع يشق القماط قطع الحزن منه النياط ويداه تقول إليك عمتي السلام عليك عمتي السلام عليك. عمتي صوت عمي يدوي وهو بالجود شوقا يروي، كفه صافحت معصميك. زينب السلام عليك، زينب السلام عليك. عمتي الماي لو يجي ما أريده، جرحي والضماي وانت عني بعيدة، قلبي منهار وانت لنهار.
رايح الوين يا ابو العين؟
ايه عمتي والسهم ما ذبحني، دمعي معناه فقدك انت الجرحني. زينب الروح مرسل جروح.
رايح الوين يا ابو العين؟
اقبلي من جراحات رملة، من دموع الرباب وليلى، والمآسي على ساعديك.
زينب السلام عليك، زينب السلام عليك.
الصبر عينا واعتلت من حنايا سكينا. عمتي كف كفي دمعتيك.
عمتي السلام عليك، عمتي السلام عليك.
والبقايا بجمر الحنين، إنه صوت أم البنين. زينب السلام عليك يا
زينب.
Welcome back, dear believers. Heaven in Grief is a special program on the occasion of the demise of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha. So Dr. Radia, we talked about how the personality of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha is the result of the adornment of the Panchtan, or the five beloved personalities. All of these, the way they treated her, the way they respected her, and her name, Zainab, the embellishment of her father, these have all led to her personality in the event of Ashura, which she's so confident, she's so brave, she delivers lectures, and more important than anything else, she says, "I saw nothing but beauty," you know. So let's talk about patience. We know that Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha is known for her patience. So how was this feature most reflected in the life of Lady Zainab, her patience?
Yeah, one of the title of Lady Zainab is Ummul Masaib. Mm-hmm. And maybe as an ordinary person, we feel, oh yeah, she's so poor. Like, oh, I feel sorry. Like, she has
the
suffered a lot.
Grief.
Yeah. And mother, she's a mother of all masaib and grief. Even one more title, we have Ka'batul Razaya. Ka'ba, again, like mother, like center. Razaya, Raziya, we pronounce a lot in Ziyarat Ashura. Again, Musriba. Mm. Again, grief. Again, trials. So she is the one to whom all the trials are, you know, focusing or, you know,
addressed.
Going. Yeah. So she's Ka'batul Razaya. And I remember once when I said to one revertee this title, she started to weep, to cry, and she said, "Really, this is the title of daughter of Imam Ali and granddaughter of Rasulullah?" I said, "Yes," and it shows this title shows her higher rank among, like, maybe if we compare it with Ummu Kulsum, you know, like her sister, because other than Ummu Kulsum, they are Ma'asumeen alayhi salam. So, you know, as much as you pass the test and pass the griefs in a very beautiful way, you will achieve a higher rank and daraja. So you can see like why we are just escaping from difficulties and trials. This is the question. Because we don't know that whenever some kind of trial comes, yeah, grief comes in our life, that grief can just be develop the mean of our progress. You know, that grief can groom us, but we don't look at that way. You know, we look at very, very negative way. That is the cause of all the problems. Otherwise, you know, sabr, oh, wow. We would love to do sabr. How can I do sabr if I don't have any tests and trials? We don't want any trouble in our life. We want troubleless life, which is just illusion, which is not a reality. So, you know, I usually say to my son Kazim that, you know, your younger brother Hussein, because he's a mashallah active boy, so I say, you know, sometimes you feel that he's troubling you, so just name him Sawab and Sabr, because of him you are getting so much reward in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. You are getting so many bank balance. Because if Hussein wasn't there in your life, my son Kazim, you would have a very smooth, you know, comfortable life.
Right.
No one would disturb you when challenge you. So he's a challenge, you know. He has come to your life. So you are so fortunate. Otherwise, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with sabreen, you know, but how can I be sabir if I don't have any challenge? So if we look in that way, we all would say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Oh Allah, I want the path, you know, the beautiful lifestyle of those to whom you have sent your blessings, means they have all these trials. Like I'm asking every day in Surah Ham that I want to become a sabir. Definitely the test which I can pass, the test which can groom me, you know, uplift
fits in
me.
My capacity.
Exactly. Not more than that. So no one can, inshallah, take that wrong meaning that, you know, these people are just talking very negatively we don't want tests, we don't want trials. No, trials and tests means that which can definitely uplift your inshallah
and
position.
We also know in the Quran, inna ma'al usri yusra, so Allah never showers you with all the difficulties that you can't handle, and it's always the fact that He has created us and He knows what our limit is. So if we have sadness or a hardship befalls us, we should know that we are worthy of we have that much capacity that we can sort of handle.
Yeah,
that
I remember
grief.
Many, you know, when I do counseling, you know, many ladies that just literally they come and tell me like that, you know, like if I have this trial in my life, that means I'm capable.
Mm.
You know, I can handle it.
This
is so positive. This is a very good.
This is maraitu illa jamila.
Yeah, exactly. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. And then, you know, like Quran is full of positivity, full of hope. What inna ma'al usri yusra, as you have mentioned, that, you know, after this, you know what, whenever grief comes, hardship comes, there's some good tidings is just waiting for you. Just wait for those treasure which Allah Ta'ala has just hidden from you and just testing you that how you are able to reach and just open up those doors. So automatically you love to do sabr.
Yeah.
And even about Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha, they say even sabr itself has been so much astonished by the sabr of Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha. So she has reached in that, you know, peak level of sabr. But we as a follower, we can just step nearer to her, inshallah.
I really enjoyed this discussion. I hope that you, dear listeners, also enjoyed. Thank you so much, Dr. Najafi, for your presence in this show. This was Heaven in Grief, a special episode on the occasion of the demise of Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alaiha. Our condolences to all of you, dear listeners, on this occasion. We hope that, inshallah, you will follow us in the coming programs. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.